Dear family and friends of St. Kieran's, please join us for our weekend devotion as on this fourth Sunday of Advent we consider the theme Faith and Hearing. But first, let's pray. Loving Lord, would you open our hearts and minds by the power of your Holy Spirit, that as the Scriptures are read and your word is proclaimed, we may hear with joy what you say to us today. In Jesus' name, Amen. There are two readings for today, and they are both from the NIV. The first is from Isaiah chapter 7, verse 10 to 14. Again the Lord spoke to Ahaz, "Ask the Lord your God for a sign, whether in the deepest depths or in the highest heights." But Ahaz said, "I will not ask, I will not put the Lord to the test." Then Isaiah said, "Hear now, you house of David, is it not enough for you to try the patience of men? Will you try the patience of my God also? Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son and will call him Emmanuel." The next reading is from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 1, verse 18 to 24. This is how the birth of Jesus came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph. But before they came together, she was found to be with child through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was a righteous man and did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet, "The virgin will be with child, and will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel," which means God with us. When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took Mary home as his wife. But he had no union with her until she gave birth to a son, and he gave him the name Jesus. And so may God bless his word to us today and always. Our readings for this fourth Sunday of Advent challenge us to look beyond our own understanding and believe what God has to say in the Bible about his plans and purposes, to trust, to have faith in what we hear God say to us through his word daily. The first reading foretells that a virgin will give birth, and in the gospel we hear how an angel appeared to Joseph and he did as the angel told him. In the first reading, King Ahaz is the ruler of the southern kingdom of Judah, and for some time the kingdom was out of step with God and heading for difficulty. Judah is hemmed in by her enemies, which includes an alliance between the northern kingdom of Israel with Aram, also known as Syria. So Isaiah reminded King Ahaz that God is their protector, and that he should trust God to protect Judah, or the house of David, as it is called in our reading. In verse 9, in the second part, God makes this interesting statement: "If you do not stand firm in your faith, you will not stand at all." As a further encouragement, Isaiah, with the guidance of God, even tells the king that he can ask God for any kind of sign, so that he could be assured of God's protection. Just don't rely on others like the Assyrians to help you, because that kind of help would always come at a price, not to mention the fact that it would demonstrate a complete lack of trust in Jehovah, their God, their provider. And the amazing thing was that there was no budget on the request the king could make. It can be from deep in the world of the dead, or from high up in the heaven. What an offer! But instead, the insecure Ahaz preferred to put his trust in military might rather than in God. And so in verse 12, Ahaz concealed his position with a veneer of godly reverence, declaring, "I will not ask for a sign. I refuse to put the Lord to the test." And while this response may seem to be reverent or devout, it actually demonstrated that Ahaz did not believe Isaiah. and it is thought that he probably did not want to believe Isaiah, since the prophet had been prophesying about the eventual destruction of Judah if her people did not return to the Lord. However, by rejecting the offer of a sign from God's messenger, Ahaz was in effect rejecting the one who sent the prophet. Ahaz's refusal to take up the offer from God was in fact testing the Lord's patience, and of course, the patience of the prophet. And so in verse 14, Isaiah makes the following prophetic statement to the house of David: God himself will give the king a sign anyway. We need to be reminded that the term house of David refers to the kingly descendants of David, which included Ahaz and those kings of Judah who would descend from him, but would also impact the people of God. The sign is, the virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and will call him Emmanuel. In this instance, it is difficult to see how this son would have any bearing on the immediate historical future of the kingdom of Judah. And one would really have to work hard to find such a person who would be a future hope for Ahaz or those who followed him. Firstly, because Ahaz and his kingdom were now on track for God's judgment, since he had rejected God's offer of a sign. And secondly, the sign was for the house of David, which, as I have just mentioned, was in reference to all those kings who descended from David, specifically for Ahaz and the kings of the Davidic dynasty who would arise after him. These all were beneficiaries of the sign of a son born to a virgin, having the name Emmanuel, which meant God with us. Now, despite other academic views that try to locate the prophecy as finding its fulfillment strictly within the brief period that followed its utterance, there is the view, which is ours, that sees the predicted birth as exclusively messianic, and the virgin as Mary, Jesus' mother. Which brings us then to our second reading in Matthew chapter 1, verse 18-24. And it is a record of the birth of Jesus seen through the eyes of faith, having heard God in Scripture and referencing the prophecy of Isaiah chapter 7 accordingly. If it was not, we would be reading simply about Mary being found to be with child, which is pretty much how Joseph understood the situation, and the reason why he was working out a way to divorce her quietly. I imagine it must have been very hard for him to hear from Mary her explanation as to how she came to be pregnant, let alone believe her. Yet God, in his grace and mercy, intervened by sending an angel to speak to Joseph in a dream, which must have been very clear so as to change his mind. Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. Faith and hearing. The Bible is full of accounts of people who have lived following God, and their lives were shaped by his words from the moment they took their first steps. Words that were heard and received in faith, and then acted on. Isaiah the prophet came to King Ahaz with God's words, and the prophet normally stood before men as a man who had been made to stand before God. So in some sense, when a prophet spoke for God, it was as if God were speaking. Yet Ahaz, having heard God's words of encouragement, and then being offered an opportunity to receive anything from him to assure the king of his protection, chose to press on in unbelief. Ignoring also the warning, if you do not stand firm in your faith, you will not stand at all. A sentiment which is echoed in James chapter 1 verse 8 in these words, a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Contrast Ahaz with Joseph hearing God's words, which came to him through a dream via an angel. He responded by taking a deep breath along with a huge step of faith, even when it did not bode well for him socially. Ahaz and Joseph are very different from each other in this regard. Finally, what of the ability in us to hear God in Scripture? Will we follow the pattern of hearing God's words and then act in faith? Or will we rely on our own knowledge and abilities? Will we be willing to accept that there are things beyond our comprehension? Will we trust in God when we feel hemmed in by our problems? These are the things that challenge our faith in God. However, we need to end with our focus on God's purposes. It has been said that the Bible is not the story of our quest for God, it is the story of God's quest for us. Both the first reading and the Gospel for this Sunday of Advent make this very clear. God always takes the initiative. In giving us the words through Isaiah the prophet, confirmed by Matthew, we too can hear and believe in the promise of one called Jesus, who will save his people from their sins. Emmanuel, God with us. And so let us pray. Gracious God, you never stop speaking to us through your scriptures. Thank you for the promise of God with us. Help us to always hear and believe. In Jesus' name, Amen. And God bless you.